Absolutely. Am I on? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, sure.
So from logistic transparency to sustainability transparency, I will give you a little perspective of customs, where I'm in. We're at the border gate, so we see all this trade passing by, and we prefer transparency because we have to do the supervision. If you look at sustainability, we need information about components of a product, the production process, the transport means, the use of the product, after the use, the dismantling, and also we want to know about cost. These are the kind of things we want to know if we want to have sustainability transparency. In the logistics, that is happening. In logistics, transparency is happening. It's a must. When a truck arrives at the port, he wants to know that the ship has already arrived, otherwise he is there in vain, and the other way around. So logistics, in logistics, it's happening. Data sharing is has taken off. We've seen a lot of initiatives. I've been involved in some of them as well, in the ocean freight, in Tradelens, in a previous life of me. In the air, there's the One Record initiative. These are all initiatives to create a digital file, a digital dossier of a transport of a shipment or a consignment across the world, where all the participants provide data to create this transparency. And that allows for the supervision, the type of supervision we do as customs at the border. What you see now today is a societal trend. There's a lot of pressure to add sustainability checks. We're as customs, we're asked to look for specific products, lithium, cobalt. We're also asked to look for specific production elements. Was child labor used? Was there wood chopped from the Amazon? So the sustainability permeates from this logistic transparency automatically into our world. And yeah, that is in a good thing. For some people, it's a little bit of a Big Brother thing as well, but I'm looking at it as a good thing, especially if we use it properly. With this new development, we have a lot of challenges. That is, if we want to have the full transparency, sustainability transparency, as I try to explain, we have the IT maturity differences. Some countries are very much into AI, some are still very much paper-based. There's a lot of differences, a lot of companies also, different statuses of maturity. Different standards. We're here in the heart of UNCFAC, so no need to say that standards are very, very important, but they are very different. So it's for some people is a transport equipment word, for another say it's a container. It's important to understand each other. Then there is many ecosystems. If you look, if we as customs guys look at chopped woods or lumber, we're in the Amazon chopped woods world, which is a completely different data set, mindset, talking set, as that we are in child labor production. Completely different ecosystems. Different legislations. We have a lot of troubles in sharing data. I was recently involved, a little example of where one country thought that a photo was data, especially my country, but the partner across the ocean said, no, no, a photo or an X-ray, that's not data, that's completely different laws, completely different rules, and we have to set up specific legislation systems to make the transparency and the data exchange happening. So solutions. I'm from the EU, as you understand. So European regulations help us a lot. We need government nudging or government rules to get the supply chain moving. That really helps. The digital product passport, we expect a lot of that, and we hope it will be worldwide taken up. So far, it's a European issue. I think this hope this will be globally accepted, and there. Also, we need standards. Is it just a list of data elements? Is it a link to a real-time situation? Can you have from an electronic battery real-time how full or how empty it is? Or is it just a number of an electronic battery? Those things have still to be decided. Your certificates, all kind of certificates help. For customs, it's easier to look at a certificate than to dive into an ecosystem to collect all the data. The World Customs Organization for us is a standardization body, very important for us, which can help. UN CFACT, obviously, the soft power of standards is enormous. We shouldn't underestimate that. And I've already seen many benefits of standards in the logistic sharing. I think we should expand into the sustainability sharing. Yeah, worldwide agreements. Sustainability trade is worldwide, so it's not national standards, it's not EU standards, it's not US standards, it's not Chinese or Russian, it's worldwide. So that's what we need, and that's what I'm hoping for and working on daily. Oops, within my 6 minutes still? Yeah. Thank you.